9:04.
9:04. Okay. All right. Here we go. We are. We are going to, God willing, finish Maseches Rosh Hashanah today. We're doing Daf Lamed Hey, but we're going to start at the two dots at the bottom or towards the bottom of Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, where we go back to the Mishnah on Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, where the Mishnah concluded by saying, "Kishem Shishrach Tzibur Chayev Kach Kol Yachid VYachid Chayev." Right, so that just like the Shlich Tzibur has to daven Shmoneh Esrei on, well, this is not necessarily even talking about Rosh Hashanah, but just generally, just like a Shlich Tzibur has to daven Shmoneh Esrei, Kol Kach Kol Yachid VYachid, every individual has to daven Shmoneh Esrei as we do silently. Rabban Gamliel says Shlich Tzibur Motzi Esarav Nidei Chovasan. So he says that the Shlich Tzibur can say Chazar Sashatz, can say his own Shmoneh, can say the Shmoneh Esrei for the Tzibur, and everyone else can listen, and thus be Yotze their Chiyuv, their obligation of saying Shmoneh Esrei. So it seems to be Machlokas between the Rabbanon and Rabban Gamliel. So the Gemara now says Tanya Amru Lo Rabban Gamliel. So the rabbis who said that each individual has to daven his own Shmoneh Esrei, they said to Rabban Gamliel, Vidvarecha, according to what you're saying, that the Shlich Tzibur can be motzi everyone else, Lama Tzibur Mispalin. We know, you walk into your average shul, we know that when you go into shul, everyone davens their own Shmoneh Esrei, and then the Shlich Tzibur repeats it. But if what you're saying is correct, Rabban Gamliel, that the Shlich Tzibur can be motzi each individual their obligation to daven Shmoneh Esrei, why do we bother going through the exercise of having each individual daven for himself? So Amar Lahem, Rabban Gamliel responded to them and said, "Kedei lahastir shlech tzibur tfilaso." He says that's really just a practice round, and it's really just everyone kind of going along for the ride, but it's really as a preparation for the shlech tzibur's tfila, which is the main event. Everyone, the silent Shmoneh Esrei is really just a practice round for the tfila of the shlech tzibur, which is a surprising answer, but that's what he says. Amar Lahem, Rabban Gamliel. So Rabban Gamliel then turns the tables and he says, if you're going to ask me questions like that, he says, L'divreichem, according to what you're saying, Lama Shlech Tzibur Yorid Lufnei Ateva. If you think that the individual Shmoneh Esrei is so important and the Shlech Tzibur is just an afterthought, so why bother with that? Have each individual daven Shmoneh Esrei and then be done with it. Why does the Shlech Tzibur have his own Chazar Sashatz?
Like Marv,
right. So Amrulos, they responded to him, Kedei lahotzi es she'eino baki. So they said that the Shlich Tzibur davens in order to be motzi people who don't know how to daven Shmoneh Esrei by themselves. But for those who do daven Shmoneh Esrei, and those who can daven Shmoneh Esrei by themselves, we have a silent Shmoneh Esrei so that each individual can be yotze himself. And then the Shlich Tzibur picks up at the end anyone who wasn't yotze by himself because he didn't know how to daven Shmoneh Esrei. So Omer Lahem, he said to them, "Kishem shemotzi es she'eino baki, kach motzi es abaki." He says, once you're already relying on the Shlich Tzibur to be motzi people who don't know how to daven Shmoneh Esrei on their own, you might as well just have him be motzi everyone, and that's why I, Rabban Gamliel, hold that the Shlich Tzibur can be motzi everyone. You don't need to make your own. You don't need to daven your own individual Shmoneh Esrei. If you look at the Tosos, interestingly, he quotes the Bahag, that there are situations where we rely on Shitas Rabban Gamliel. He says, for example, if you look at the very beginning of Tosfos, Mikan Pasuk Bahag, D'yachid Shetav, V'lo Hiskir Rosh Chodesh. Let's say in your silent Shmoneh Esrei, it's Rosh Chodesh, and you forget to say Ya'alav Yavo in your silent Shmoneh Esrei. So normally we would say, if it's not Marav, if it's Shachos or Mincha, you have to daven Shmoneh Esrei again. But the Bahag here says you could simply chavin libo with filoso shel shlech tzibur mitchilo v'ad sof v'yotze af al pishu baki. So the Bahag says that you could rely on shitas Rabban Gamliel here and just listen silently to the tefila of the shlech tzibur, answer amen and pay attention as he's saying it. And he specifically, if you skip down to the bottom line, he says, Yesh l'chag ben hichad dispal v'tal v'hichad lo yispal klal. Our minhag clearly is that if you know how to daven Shmoneh Esrei on your own, you can't rely on the Shlich Tzibur. You have to daven your own Shmoneh Esrei. But he says, if you daven Shmoneh Esrei and you just made a mistake and you forgot Ya'alav Yavo, so then you're in a different category. You've already, in a sense, davened, and you just want to do another Shmoneh Esrei in order to be Yotzei properly with the Ya'alav Yavo. There, you can rely on the Shulech Tzibur Shemar Esrei, if you sit silently and pay attention and listen to what he says, that...
See, it's interesting, I thought they would have first said, if you don't remember, if you did, this is here,
even if you're for sure, that's
for
right.
Sure remember, you
that's right, that's right. That's the Ba'adat Sheet of the Baha'i, at least.
So they're really not saying any more of a deeper thing. They're not saying that the Shemar Esrei said is not good, but...
Yeah, it's interesting. This.
There are other times that certain things, I mean, I think it was benching or something, they said, like, you're not benching if you ever say.
Right, right.
The benching itself wasn't a good benching because of that thing that you missed out.
Right. The Baha'i seems to ascribe something to a Shemar Esrei that's lacking Yalav Yavo, because there's a difference if you didn't say it at all or if you said it without Yalav Yavo. That's a good point. So this is kind of one instance where you see the Baha'i giving credence to Shitas Rabban Gamliel here. Another instance where we see where we give credence to Shitas Rabban Gamliel is the following situation. Let's say, for example, a person who normally davens Nusach Ashkenaz is davening in a Nusach Sfarad Shul, and he's davening for the Amud. So clearly his repetition of the Shemar Esrei is going to be Nusach Sfar. You have to follow Minhag HaMakom. There's no question about that. But what about his silent Shemar Esrei that precedes his public recitation of Shemar Esrei? Should that be in his regular personal Nusach Ashkenaz? Or should that be in the Tzibur's Nusach Sfar for the person who's going to be repeating Shemar Esrei?
For
an instance where he's going to be repeating Shemar Esrei. So Rav Moshe Feinstein Paskins, based on this idea, Dav Rabban Gamliel, that the silent Shemar Esrei is really just a preparation for the Tefillah B'Tzibur out loud, that the person who's davening for the Amud, who's going to repeat it, your personal Shemar Esrei is really it's a practice round for your Chazar HaShatz that you're going to recite.
So you should practice in Nusach Sfar?
In Nusach Sfar. That's what he says. That's right.
A lot of people say
So that's Rav Moshe Feinstein. The Netziv apparently holds not that way. The Netziv says, you should always, if it's your own personal Shemar Esrei, you should daven silently your own personal Shemar Esrei, and then when you repeat the Shemar Esrei for the Tzibur, so then you take on the Tzibur's Nusach.
So you would really think, though, why does the Shliach Tzibur have to say it twice? I'm saying, why are we jumping to that? Why doesn't he wait, let everybody say their own, and then say, why does he need that practice run?
He's the guy in the best position to say it twice in a sense, because if Rabban Gamliel says that your public recitation, that your private, the silent recitation is really just a practice round, who needs the most practice? The guy who's going to say it out loud.
Yeah, but we do this on a daily basis. What do you even need a practice round?
Huh? Right.
It's not like it's Rosh Hashanah.
Right. It's a good question on Rabban Gamliel. Why even, it seems like a weak answer. Why do you need a practice round if you're going to be repeating it? I don't know. So those are two instances, at least halakha, where we kind of tilt our hat towards Rabban Gamliel and say that the Tefillas HaTzibur, the Tefillah B'Tzibur, kind of plays an important role, and the silent Shemar Esrei actually kind of defers to the prominence of the Tefillah B'Tzibur. Okay. So now what ensues now is a discussion amongst Amoraim, as to whether or not Rabban Gamliel kind of emerges as the victor in this machlokas, because there's a stream of thought that we'll see in a moment that says that the Rabbanan actually were moda to Shitas Rabban Gamliel here. So let's see. Amar Rabba Barachana, Amar Rav Yochanan. So he quotes Rav Yochanan and saying, Modim Chachamim Rabban Gamliel. That at the end, the rabbis conceded that Rabban Gamliel is correct. That Rabban Gamliel is correct, and that the Tzibur, the Shulech Tzibur, can be Yotzei, can be motzi the individual people in the tzibur. That's Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, that the Chachamim were moded to Rabban Gamliel. V'Rav Amar, Rav, however, departed from this, and he said, Adayin hi machokas. He said, no, it's still machokas between Rabban Gamliel and the Rabbanan. Shama Rabbi Chia Berei de Rabba Bar Menachmeni. So Rabbi Chia, the son of Rabba Bar Menachmeni, heard about this discussion. Also, Amro Ishmaitza Kamed Rabbi Dimi Bar Chinina. And he told it over to Rav Dimi Bar Chinina. Amrolay, and he responded, Hachi Amarav, Adain Himachokas. And he kind of reaffirmed what we just said, that Rav holds that it's still a machokas between Rabban Gamliel and the Rabbanan. So Amrolay, Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Amrolay, Rabba Bar Bar Chana Nami Hachi Kamar. So he said, no, Rabbi Bar Rachana, the one we first quoted, he also said this, Ki Amar Rav Yochanan Lashmaitza Afagalei Reish Lakish V'amar Adayin Himachlokes, that when Rav Yochanan said over this thing, which is to say that Rav Yochanan said that the Chachamim were Modet Rav Gamliel, that Reish Lakish disagreed, and he said Adayin Himachlokes, meaning Reish Lakish took the view of Rav, that it's still a machlokas between Rav Gamliel and the Rabbanan. Then the Gemara says, "Umyam Rav Yochanan Hachi." Is it true that Rav Yochanan really said this, that the Chachamim were molded to Rav Gamliel? V'amar Rav Yichana Tzipora, Amar Rav Yochanan Hilchasa k'Rav Gamliel. Here we're quoting Rav Yochanan as saying the halacha is like Rav Gamliel. Hilchasa michlal depligi. But by saying that the halachas are like Rav Gamliel, you're implying that there's a live machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rav Gamliel. So apparently, it seems, Rav Yochanan still held that Rabbanan and Rav Gamliel still held had a machlokas. So what's going on? Is there still a machlokas between Rabbanan and Rav Gamliel? Or is the machlokas dead because Rav Gamliel conceded to the Rabbanan? So the Gemara now says, Ki salak Rabbi Abba miyamai. Rashi explains that Rabbi Abba was on a long voyage and he came back. So when Rabbi Abba came back from his voyage abroad in the sea, so Pirsha, he explained, Modim Chachamim Rama Gamliel, Bibrachos Shor Shoshana Vishal Yom Kippur. So he explained, no. The reason is all this confusion as to whether or not Rama Gamliel the Chachamim conceded to Rama Gamliel is because the halacha is actually split between two instances. So he says, the Chachamim were moded to Rav Gamliel, that the Shlach Tzibur can be motzi each individual, his chov, that was with respect to the brachos or the Shemona Esrei's of Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. The halacha michlal depligi, and where we still quote a live machlokas between Rav Gamliel and the Rabbanan, that's with respect to bebrachos to Kol Hashanah, that's with respect to all year round. So in other words, there's still machlokas Rav Gamliel and Rabbanan all year round, to whether or not the Shlach Tzibur can be motzi the individual his chov for davening Shmoneh Esrei, right? But the Chachamim agreed or conceded to Rav Gamliel that the Shlach Tzibur can be motzi him with respect to the Shmoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Then the Gemara questions this even: Ini v'amar Rabbi Chana Tzipora amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha k'Rav Gamliel bebrachos Shor Hashanah v'Shabbat Yom Kippurim. Didn't Rabbi Chana Tziporai quote in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the halacha is like Rav Gamliel with respect to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, again implying that there's still a live machlokas even with respect to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? So now we're going to settle it and says, El Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Man Modim Rabbi Meir. So he said, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, this itself, this discussion itself of whether or not the Chachamim conceded to Rav Gamliel is itself a machlokas tanoim, right? And so it's only Rabbi Meir who holds that that the Chachamim were moded to Rav Gamliel. So if you're working within Shitas Rabbi Meir, if you hold of that Tana Rabbi Meir, so then you're going to say there's no longer any machlokas. Everyone agrees that that at least with respect to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Shlach Tzibur can be motzi the individual. The halacha michlal depligi, and the side that says that there's still a live machlokas, and when we're quoting the halachas like Rav Gamliel, we're implying that in fact the Rabbanan still disagree with Rav Gamliel. Rabbanan. That's the Rabbanan in the machlokas Rabbi Meir. So it's kind of it's a little confusing. It's a two-layered machlokas even at the times of the Amorim. You have a machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi and between Rav Gamliel and the Chachamim as to whether or not the Shlach Tzibur can be motzi the individual. And then you have a machlokas, a layer above that, you have a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbanan as to whether or not the Rabbanan conceded to Rav Gamliel with respect to the Shemoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. With Rabbi Meir holding that the Rabbanan were modeh, so that everyone now holds that when it comes to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you can be, the Shlach Tzibur can be motzi the individual. And Rabbanan say, no, there's still a machlokas, there was never any concession here, and the Rabbanan hold there's still a machlokas between Rabbanan and Rav Gamliel, even with respect to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And how do we prove that? To Tanya.
How does that make it easier? I mean, all you do is transfer the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rabba to the Tanaim. What does that resolve?
It resolves the confusion among the discussion of the Amoraim, because...
Oh, wait, you're saying if it's
the Tanaim. Right, this was already an earlier thing. So the Amoraim all kind of either fell out, right? In other words, they don't need to be consistent, because you could say some Amoraim are adopting Shitas Rabbi Meir and some Amoraim are adopting Shitas Chachamim. And then it's all consistent. All the Shach of Tari works out. So how do we know that this is true? D'tanya, we have the following brisa which clarifies everything. D'tanya, bracha shor shem of shel yom ha-kippurim shlech tzibur motzi ha-rabin yudei chavas and divrei Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir holds that everyone agrees that when it comes to the Shemona Esrei v'shanim yom kippur, the shlech tzibur is motzi ha-rabin yudei chavas. In other words, within Rabbi Meir, the Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Gamliel that you can be motzi, you can be yotze. The Chachamim omrim, k'shem sheshlech tzibur chayev, klach kol yachid v'yachid chayev. Chachamim say, no, this is not true. Even when it comes to Hashanah Yom Kippur, we're still going to have a shita that diverges from Rabbi Gamliel and says the machokas is still alive, basically, and each individual has to daven his own Shemona Esrei. Now the Gemara is going to get into what the difference is. Why should there be a different psak here? Why should there be a different halacha? Depending on whether we're talking about the tefillos of all year round and the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, right? No one held, apparently, that lehalacha, meaning even Rabbi Meir didn't hold that the Chachamim conceded to Rabbi Gamliel with respect to all year round. They only held that the Chachamim conceded to Rabbi Gamliel with respect to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So why should Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur get this special treatment where the Shlech Tzibur can be motzi? Maishnahani, what's the difference? So if you want to say, and here we're going to read this according to Shitas Rashi, if you're going to say that it's because it's so confusing, because there are all these different karbanos musafim that you have to add to the tefillos when it comes to the musaf. You have to add the musaf of Rosh Hashanah, and you have to add the musaf of Rosh Chodesh. And then also in addition to that, you have to add all the psukim of Malchios, Zechonos, and Shofar. So it's a very long and confusing musaf. So if that's the case, and that's why we allow the individuals to be yotzei with the shlich tzibur and Hashanah Yom Kippur. Va'amar Rabbi Chananel Amarav Kevan Shamar V'Sarascha Kasev Leimar Shuv Einot Tzarech. Didn't we learn from Rav that there's a shortcut and you can be yotzei the Musaf just by kind of summarizing everything by saying, if you look in Rashi, it says, Kevan Shamar Vasarascha Kazov Komer, Kevan Shamar Nasav and Akrivu Fanecha Kemitzvah Sursenecha Kemoshka Safta Lim Sarasecha. You don't even need to go into all the details, but you can be Yotze on a very basic level if you just kind of recite, and you know, we're Yotze all the Musafim that the Torah commanded us to do on this day. So if you have that shortcut, so then you don't need to rely on the tefillah of the shliach tzibur. Each individual should be able to do it not only during the year but also in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, because we have a way to get around it. So the Gemara clarifies and he says, no, it's not because of the confusion of reciting all the separate musafin, but rather elam mishum de'uvshe brachos, because there are so many words. I think the Vilna Gaon gets rid of the word brachos. Right, it's such a long Shemona Esrei, not necessarily because you're reciting all the separate Musafim, but because of all the Psukim, Malchios, Zechornos, and Shofros. That's what makes it extra long in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and that's why in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur we're extra Mekel, and we would allow you to be Yotzei with the Tefillah of the Shliach Tzibur.
Go back a step and say that, like what Tony was saying before, that on the regular Shemona Esrei, we don't need a practice run because we kind of know it already.
Yeah.
Maybe they're talking about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, where you do need a practice run.
Well, yeah, because you only say it once a year.
Right.
Right.
So, as opposed to your regular weekday Shemona Esrei, maybe the private Shemona Esrei could be your own Nusach, like you're saying, because you don't need that practice run. You're saying it every day. And then out loud, obviously, you say it.
Yeah, that's right. What you just said is actually going to be alluded to in the Gemara later on with respect to another thing about practicing, and whether or not you have to practice if you say it every day versus a kind of Shemona Esrei they only say periodically, once a month or once a year. So we'll see that in a minute. What we just heard was Rashi. Interestingly, Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos, actually says here that we see from this Gemara that with respect to Malchios, Zechornos, and Shofros, just a line above where it says Kevin Shomer of Asaras Chakasiv Lemor. That sounds like part of Machias Zechornos and Shofars. That's Be'er Nusach, right? We go through all the Nevi'im Ksuv, and then we say Asaras Chakasiv Lemor and Shema Yisrael, right? So Tosfos says that this we see from this Gemara that you can actually be Yotzei Machias Zechornos and Shofros by just reciting that final pasuk of Asaras Chakasiv Lemor. Rashi says that. That's hard to imagine because we've learned on Daf Lamed Beis that you need to go, you know, the Gemara took it very seriously, how many psukim you say and which psukim you say. So Rashi has a hard time understanding how you could possibly be Yotzei, Malchios, Zechornos, and Shofars just with that final sum up of Uvisaras Chakas of Lemor. But Tosfos says, no, you see from this Gemara apparently that you can actually be Yotzei, Malchios, Zechornos, and Shofars by just reciting that one verse. And when the Gemara earlier had gone into detail about which psukim you say, that was just l'chatchila. And it's only ma'akev once you start saying those all those psukim. But if you skip all those psukim, you just go for the Uvisaras Chakasiv Lemor, you could kind of skip the whole thing and still be Yotzei, says Tosfos. That's what you see from this Gemara. Okay. Okay, now the Gemara picks up from Gufa. Gufa, Amrav Chananel Amarav, Kaman Shamar Uvisaras Chakasiv Lemor, Shuv eino tsarach, right? We just said that once you say v'saras kalkas of lemor, as Rashi was saying it with respect to the karbanos, that you just kind of sum it up by saying that Torah required us to say various karbanos, so you don't then need to go into detail. Savar mina, hani mili biyachid, aval bitzibur lo. So, this is only biyachid of b'tzibur, right? Once you're already saying Shmona Esrei with the tzibur and tzibur, you can't do the shortcut. That shortcut will only work biyachid. Good. Itmar Amar of Yoshua ben Levi, echad yachid ve'echad tzibur kevin shomar of saras kalkasav leimor shuv ein sarach. So as opposed to what we just said, in the name of Rabbi Chananel, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi says, no, this works, this trick works, whether you're talking about tzibur, whether you're talking about yachid, Uvisaras Chakasiv Lemor will get you out of the whole problem, and you don't need to say the other psukim. Amar Rav Elazar, Leolam Yastir Adam Tfiloso Ve'achar Kach Yispal. So Rav Elazar tells us that you should always prepare, you should always kind of do a practice round, prepare your Shemona Esrei, and only after that should you daven. Amar Rav Yava, Mistabra Milsed Rav Elazar Bebrachos Shor Rosh Hashanah V'Shil Yom HaKippurim V'Shil Prakim. So he says that Rabbi Elazar is only talking about, or it makes sense to Paschal and Rabbi Elazar that you should practice and prepare your Shemona Esrei with respect to tefillos that are only said periodically, right? This is what you mentioned before. That you should, with Shemona Esrei that you only say periodically, like Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, or even Shel Prakim, which Rashi says Moados, the general, you know, the holidays would only come periodically during the year. Aval dekol Hashana lo. But when it comes to tefillos of that you say every day, that you don't need to prepare, that you have it at your fingertips. Gemara says, "Ini var Rav Yehuda misader tzlusei umatzli." Don't we know that Rav Yehuda had the practice of always practicing, always preparing before he davened? Gemara answers, "Shiny Rav Yehuda kaven de mitlasin yomin v'tlasin yomin hava matzli kiprakim dami." So this is a surprising statement in the Gemara. Apparently, Rav Yehuda only davened once a month. Rashi says, "Shayim Achazer Talmudo Kol Shloshim Yom." He was always learning, and he only got around to davening once a month. And so, therefore, since he only davened once a month, so he had to practice his Shemona Esrei before he davened, just like a normal person might have to with respect to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and holidays. That was the story with Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav Acha Bar Avira, Amar Rav Shimon Chasida, Poter Haya Rav Gamliel Afilu Am Shabesados. So they say that Rav Gamliel, who, if you remember, that's who we've been talking about this whole time, Rav Gamliel was the one who said that the Chazan, the Shulch Sivar, can be Motzi, each individual, the Shemona Esrei. So now they're taking this to a radical extent and saying, Rav Gamliel says that the Shulch Sivar's Tefillah is even Motzi, not just the people sitting there and listening and answering Amen, but even the people that couldn't make it to shul because they have to work on the fields. And so Rabbi Gamliel, as the Shulch Tzibur, his tefillah was powerful enough not Rabbi Gamliel, I'm sorry, himself, but Rabbi Gamliel Shita is saying that the Shliach Tzibur's tefillah even exempts the people who are out in the fields working. And needless to say, right? Needless to say that he's Yotze, the Shliach Tzibur's tefillah is Yotze, the people is mostly the people who are here in the shul, right? All the more so, they're mostly the people who are here in the shul. The Gemara now interjects and says, Adarabba. No, the logic should go the other way. Honey anisi. Honey lo anisi. The people who are here in shul, they could daven on their own. So maybe the Shliach Tzibur's Shmon Esrei shouldn't be mostly them. As opposed to the people who are out in the fields, they have no choice. They have to be out in the fields. They're not able to make it to shul. They have to work the fields. So therefore, maybe we'll be more lenient with them and allow the Shliach Tzibur's tefillah to be mostly them, whereas the people in shul, we should be more stringent with them because they could possibly say it on their own. Tani Abba Beredra Binyamin Bar Abba, we have precedent for this. Am Shachore Kohanim Einan Bechlal Bracha. Right? The people who are listening to Birkas Kohanim, but they're not standing in the right place. They're standing behind the Kohanim, right? The Kohanim are facing the Tzibur, and these people are standing behind the Kohanim. They're not Yotze the Tefillah. So again, this shows that the people who could possibly get in the right place to be Yotzi, so to get the bracha, so they should be in the right place, but we're not going to let them off the hook if they're in the wrong place. Elki Asa Ravin Amar Rav Yaakov Bar Yidi Amar Rav Shimon Chasida. So he clarifies, Lo Pater Rav Gamliel Ela Am Shebesados. Rav Gamliel only, so here, this is a significant limitation on Shitas Rav Gamliel, that when Rav Gamliel said that the Shliach Tzibur can be motzi the obligation of the people, he was only saying that they can be mostly the obligation of the people who are anusim, who couldn't daven on their own because they're working in the fields. My time amishim danise b'mulacha. That's because they have no choice; they have to be in the fields. Aval bi'ir lo, but the people in the city, no, they. She says mishum d'lanisi v'chol master tefilasan. They could prepare their tefilos, they could daven on their own, and so therefore, even Rav Gamliel is not going to be motzi them. La'alacha, we all know that, we paskin that certainly people who are able to daven on their own, nowadays we have sidurim, and so there's no question, should daven on their own, and then the tefilah b'tzibur is kind of a whole different construct. The Rav Soloveitchik famously said that tefilah b'tzibur is a kind of its own level, it's a separate entity. It's tefilah, not tefilah bitzibur, but tefilah hatzibur, that the Shemona Esrei that's recited by the Shliach Tzibur isn't just a regular Shemona Esrei, it's a Shemona Esrei on behalf of the Tzibur. So each individual davens on his own, and then the Nechazin says Shemona Esrei on behalf of the Tzibur as a whole. Okay, Hadron Olach Perek Yom Tov, and Slucho Maserach Rosh Hashanah. Mazel Tov, we finished.
Well,
Rosh Hashanah.
Okay.